Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Good morning, Ms. Jones.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yourself?
Girl, I'm good. I'm just glad it's Friday. It's been a long, busy week.
Well, I got to work the weekend, so boo.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to contact you because there was a couple of calls that were brought to our attention. Have you ever tried to play a call in your Teams? Like, has Vince ever sent a call to you via Teams and had you be able to play it, to listen to it?
Yes.
Okay. Did it play right? Did you hear everything okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I have three calls, and they're not long calls at all, but I'm going to send them to you, and you can just remain on the line with me and just put your phone on mute if you want to. I can't hear the call while you're playing it through your station, but I've already heard them. So I'm
okay.
just going to send them to you real quick, and let's see
okay.
if we'll let you play it. So here's one. This call is from, let's see, the 16th of the month. And it is on a, let me see which one this one was, 231. That's going to be a Koala HM call.
Are these the calls that's on my QA that I had been looking at?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The calls that are on my QA.
No, I will, let me take a look. Let me take a look for sure to be... I'm not really sure. Let me look. Okay. All right. So let me take a look. I'm so sorry about that hold. So yeah, there's three of them on here: Fishnet, Jabob's Way, and then the Koala HMC. That's correct. So these three. Have you had a chance to review the actual QA itself?
Yeah, I went and looked at the QA, but I couldn't understand. I saw that they were automatic fails, and I was trying to figure out why.
Okay, sure. And I can certainly help you with that. So do you have access to pull up your QA right now with me on the phone, like when you go to your internet and you see your QAs?
Let's see.
If you
here,
click on the order ID number next to those QAs, it will actually open the whole QA up for you, and it'll have, like, comments in there telling you what the deduction
right.
is for.
Right. I saw comments.
Uh-oh, I think your phone is kind of skipping out. Are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, the phone just was skipping out when you were speaking. What was that? I'm sorry.
The notes already.
Okay, so you've already went over the notes. Well, let me just send you the call so that you can listen to them and have a better understanding as to what the deductions were for. So there's the Koala call. The second call that I sent was the Frischnet call. And then I'm going to send you the Jabob one. So you just come back on the line once you're done playing them. And let me know if you have any issues with playing them too. Hey, girl, can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. I didn't know if you were done or not. Let me see what you just wrote.
Well, I listened to all of them, but that's what I was explaining about the last two calls. I've been having issues sometimes with my VPN. It'll go in and out. Like, if there was, like, the first two calls this morning when I first logged in. Like, I log in, and everything's fine, and then we'll get to talking, and then my VPN, it'll restart. And then I'm trying to log back on to the 5.9, and it'll say, proxy server not letting me, it wouldn't let me log back in.
Okay. Yeah, you sound like you're going in and out right now.
I had to restart my whole.
Okay. During those times when it was happening, like if you recall that it was happening on the.
Yeah, so
calls,
that's been the issue. Yes, on the last two.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Because your connection is like, it's like choppy, really, really bad. Are you working off of Wi-Fi or you have the Ethernet cord plugged in?
No, I don't have the Ethernet. I've got to get another one.
Okay. That could be the reason.
That's probably what it is.
Audio is really bad. Do you reach out to IT whenever you have audio issues like that?
Sometimes I do. I don't always because I know how to get the issue resolved. Like I've been getting it resolved, you know. So I just go to my, like when I go into my computer problem, I restart my station.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll let me log back in and my, you know, everything will be fine.
Okay, I understand. So, yes, so if ever anything like that is to happen and your call ends up having to be disconnected for whatever reason and you are on a call and you're assisting a customer, you are always to post that in the IT group so that if QA were to pull that call and think that you just stopped responding or if you just failed to come back to the line after you put a customer on hold, we would have that IT message to confirm, hey, this is what happened. She reached out to IT about the issue, and they were handling it from there. But,
right.
Okay. Also, if ever you pull up an account and you are addressing a situation with a customer, you verify their account information, you are actually explaining the terms to both of these customers in which once the call stopped, like when the call just dropped or you just stopped responding, there was no callback made from you. You didn't call them back to pick up where you left off at. Even if the call dropped and it was an audio issue, once you resolve that audio issue, like you said you've been doing, you were to give those customers a call back. Because now QA's got those calls, and what they see it as is call avoidance. The customers were hollering and hooping and wanting their money back, and then all of a sudden your call just stopped. You just stopped responding on the line, and they're, hello, hello. And then the call
Well,
ends.
On two of the calls, I was actually talking as the call shut down. So on my end, I'm still conversating, not knowing that my VPN has went out until I'm not getting no response from them. And then I look and see, oh, it didn't disconnect it on its own. And sometimes it won't connect back. And I have to restart my computer. So when I restart my computer, the call is not there anymore. I don't like, and there has been times where I have copied the number to go back in and call back. But when I restart it, the number is not, it's not there for me to paste. There's nothing
right.
in the paste. It's like it takes
right.
it out of
that.
The copy. So.
Yeah, it's, yep, because you restart the whole computer and then it doesn't show your history from that day once you've done a restart on your laptop. But was there any reason why you didn't reach out to a lead and say, hey, I need that last call information? Because we
No,
can
there's
get it.
No reason.
We have all of that. Okay. Well, yeah, we have any time that you had to do a restart and then you needed information from something that you were already handling. And you need to pick back up on handling that situation. And if you don't have the information no longer saved in your laptop, You can just reach out to any lead and say, hey, I was just going to call. This is what happened. I need that zip code again. We can pull the recording and give you the zip code, customer's name. We can even pull the account up and send it to you and tell you what the campaign was under and all of that. So, but your first move should always be to post this in the IT group. I know that previously Vince had spoke with you. Let me see. Yeah, Vince had spoke with you back in December. And it was in reference to some calls where, let me see what this says, where you were just disconnecting as soon as the call came in. So if there was any issues that was occurring back then, which could have been like the same thing going on now with your VPN, keep disconnecting like it's doing, I'm sure he was able to explain to you that you have to reach out to IT for any type of error or issue that's occurring on your station that is an IT issue. So with that being done, we don't have anything to kind of fall back on with these QAs, and it looks as though you just stopped responding. There was no callback made. You didn't reach out to a lead. You didn't reach out to IT. So it just looks as though call avoidance. QA got those calls. They were auto-failed, and now we're kind of right back to where we were in December, where it was if it's an issue with IT, it has to be brought to IT's attention. It has to be brought to someone's attention so that we can pick right back up, because you always want to cover yourself first and foremost. Helping a customer, if you've gotten any account verified and located and you need to pick up where you left off at for whatever reason that may have happened during the midst of you speaking with that customer, they hang up, whatever, and you don't know how to get the phone number back or you don't know how to pull the account back up, you are always to reach out to someone and ask. But by not doing so, it kind of looks like you just avoided it, and then there wasn't a callback made. The customers ended up having a callback to get further assistance with the account. Unfortunately, yeah, it just doesn't look all that good. And I understand if you're working off of Wi-Fi, it's going to continue to give you issues. That's why IT gives you that Ethernet cord to go home with so that you can plug it up, because if you're working from Wi-Fi, your audio is literally going to be choppy and it can be in and out depending on what areas of your home that you're in. Some areas will give you better connection, but most will just be in and out like that.
Right.
We have to do today is this is going to be, it led to a 2-day suspension. So
2-day suspension?
Yes, ma'am. Due to the severity of the infraction and because of this pretty much the same thing happened in December where it was coming off as call avoidance from you disconnecting on the customers back then. Here, if we pull up these calls and QA scores them and it's like agent failed to respond again, stopped responding, it's still considered call avoidance. There wasn't no contact with anyone in upper management or even in the IT group to let them know you were having any issues at all. So we can't cover if it's not brought to our attention. You know what I mean? So it kind of just looks like it's, yeah. So I'm so sorry about that. But hopefully
I understand. I understand.
Yeah, just reach out to us. Don't hesitate. I don't care if you blow me up 24/7 and sings, hey, this is what happened. Hey, this is what happened. My call disconnected. Hey, my VPN is disconnected. I'm having audio issues, whatever the problem may be. My system's frozen. I can't get out of after call work. I'm in follow-up work for this. It's stuck. It won't move. Anything at all. As long as you tell someone, then I can vouch for you if that was to be brought to someone else's attention. Say, yeah, she told me about that, and I helped her with it. Okay, good deal. Good to go. Nothing has to even come about it. But then definitely get your Ethernet cord. Is there something wrong with your current Ethernet cord?
Yeah, it is. And I was supposed to go and get another one yesterday, but I wasn't able to, but I know I gotta get another one. I know I do.
Well, what this suspension includes is you're losing your at-home privileges. So you'll be needing to report back in office come Sunday when you're able to report back for your next scheduled shift after the suspension. So the suspension will take place for today and tomorrow for the remaining of your shift today and then the entire shift for tomorrow. And then come Sunday when you're able to log back in at your starting shift, which I want to say is 11, you will have to bring your equipment in office, and we should have you a station set up so that you can continue to work in office going forward until infractions like this can kind of improve.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll see if we can get you an email sent. Do you have your email on your phone?
I do. That's how I was able to text me saying I was on follow-up when I'm telling about the call this morning. And I was like, nope, my computer is restarting. Like, you know, I'm not able to get off. No, I was on manual dial because I was calling a customer back. I had got the number, called her back, and got disconnected again. The VPN wouldn't connect, so I restarted and was trying to call her back, but that's when I got back on and the number wasn't there anymore. And I'm like, shh.
Yeah, it can be frustrating, but as long as you're letting someone know what you're doing and when you're doing it, everything will go so much more smoothly. And then when you are, hopefully since you'll be working back in office, this audio issue will completely go away. These documents that we input in our system, like coaching documents, they fall off after 90 days. So should you come back in office and, you know, we're watching your improvement, you're not having any problems with audio issues, or you're reporting anything that is going on if there is an issue, and then your QAs go smoothly, your attendance is still smoothly, then, you know, it won't be a problem to reapprove you to go back. I don't know how long that's going to take, but I do just want you to know that these do fall off after 90 days. And if they were to fall off after 90 days with nothing else, in the midst of those 90 days occurring, like production-wise, then you would just start right back over from the very beginning. It would be like an email coaching. Then you would have to climb the ladder again should you start having more infractions occur. But this, it'll be in the system. I'll go ahead and sign it. So it'll be on your end. You can refuse to sign it. You can accept to sign it. You can add comments as to what you think, what you feel about it. And then just go ahead and log out for the rest of your shift. I'll go ahead and see where your seat's supposed to be at when you do report in office and have that set. And then I will send you an email and tell you what role and what seat it's going to be at so that when you come in on Sunday for your shift, you can just know exactly where to go, what role and what seat is going to be yours. But you got to
bring
your equipment and all so that you can set it up.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me? Is there anything at all that I may be able to help you with as far as with just anything at all in general? QA, computer, just anything?
No. Hopefully, like you said, when I come inbound, things will get better. And plus, I'll make sure I'll go ahead and get me another Ethernet cord as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should be able to provide you one of those when you come in office, but you do want to bring the one that is not working. If it was something that you may have damaged, then I don't know how that works with IT. Don't quote me, but I don't know if it's something like you may have damaged, you may have to replace it, or if it's something that just quit working on it, they can give you another one. I know that for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, just bring it, and then there's going to be leads in office on Sunday. So when you get here, if you need any additional equipment that may not be working on yours, then we can provide it to you at that time. Hello? Are you still there?
Oh,
there you go.
I'm here.
Coming out again. Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, okay, then we'll see you on Sunday then when you come in for your next scheduled shift. And I hope that you have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.